嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
又到了一年高考的时间了。
Wow.
对于很多学生来讲，真的都是大家学了十几年，然后成败就在这一刻。But of course, you realize 以后人生的路还很长啊，其实有很多其他 important stages, right? This is just one of the many. 如果考生现在还在听我们的节目的话呢，我们也希望能够给你的英语考试带来好运气。然后还有考生的父母都祝大家真的在这个高考这三天的时间里面能够 break a leg.
Break a leg, guys.
不是说要腿
break your legs，
不是说对 literally 腿骨折，而是我们用英语祝福你高考有最好的运气啊！今天我们的节目呢，就跟大家分享一些怎么祝考生好运气，然后呢，也要跟大家说一说这个高考啊，在英语里面，比如填志愿啦、一本、二本啦、分数线这些很重要的概念，英语该怎么表达？OK， 那在我们的微信公众号，大家可以一边听节目，一边也看到我们的文字推送，那公众号也期待你的关注。我们就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好 ，Adam 在中国住了蛮长的时间，中文也很好，所以当然你知道高考是什么东西。
Yeah, but it was always the same question every year. Adam, 高考怎么说？高考怎么说
？OK， 那你今天就 this year 再跟我们说一下。
Well, I mean, we don't have a word. Well, we shouldn't say we don't have a word. There are many words.
对，因为高考这个概念用英语表达出来是一长串的词，是吧？
Right. So when I look at, you know, the official English translations, for example, the National Higher Education Entrance Examination or the National Matriculation Examination.
那个 National Higher Education Entrance Examination.
Yeah, look, if you can say that phrase, they should let you pass. That's the test.
我觉得更像一个 tongue twister， 更像一个 绕口令啊。但对，因为这个高考主要就是我们高中考大学嘛。So that's like the college admission or entrance exam.
That's what I always tell people. College entrance exam.
Okay. 那 college 呢？其实，在北美 college.Just refers to like a four-year university.
It's really complicated.
Unless you're going to a community college.
Yeah, then it's not university,
对
clearly.
那就比较像大专啊什么的是吧？
Yeah.
但美国基本上你说 college, 大家讲的就是大学了。
Yeah, I mean, we also have this word post-secondary. It's what we use in Canada, just meaning beyond high school, post-secondary education.
这个就是你们说的University level.
It's university, it could be college. The point is, it's past high school.
但刚刚那个很长的一串啊，里面有一个概念，我觉得也是值得大家去学习一下，就是 higher education. 不光是 high education, 是 higher.
Well, I'm sure some of the students,
好吧，这 higher education 基本上 it just refers to like university education,
yeah.
right? 高等教育啊。好，那 entrance exam,Entrance 就是要进大学，对不对
？Right.
Examination 和 exam 其实是一样的。
Pretty much.
Examination 就更长一点，更正式。但一般在口语里面，大家就说 exam.
Right.
那在中国 ，Adam， 你知道吗？我们在高中其实就会分你是文科还是理科，
uh-huh.
然后你去考高考的时候也有就是文理科这个概念。
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I know that is because most of my friends were not in the sciences.
你自己应该也是文科生吧
？Yeah.
我也是，就在大学的时候学的都是 liberal arts.
Liberal arts, yeah, humanities.
对，其实我觉得英文里面和文科最对应的可能就是 yeah, humanities, liberal arts. 这里说的 liberal arts 不是那种 fine art 画画的那种，不是我们说的艺考生。其实 liberal arts 就文科嘛，还是很 general 很广的啊。在国内好像也有一些翻译，就翻译成高考里面你是 take social science 还是 natural science？
Yeah, yeah. So social science is pretty much liberal arts.
文科对吧
I mean, it's not all exactly the same. People that take science, they like to call science or natural science, as you said, the hard sciences.
更难的 science.
Well, hard as in kind of like real, and the other ones are the soft sciences.
都比如 hard skill, soft skill, 对吧？我们出去点菜，如果你点一个很贵的菜，这个也是 like a hard dish, 硬菜。 点个素菜就是这种很软的这菜啊、
嗯、
好那前面你讲到了 The Hard Science、
嗯、
理科我觉得这两年在北美包括在中国了现在也兴起了一个这个概念就是 STEM、
yeah.
STEM 其实 STEM、
嗯、
它是四个英语词的缩写、
right.
对不对
I'm hoping you guys can guess the SWhat、
Science.
S stands for. T is、technology, engineering,、and math.
对、mm. 所以 STEM、理科生 which I was not and will never be.
That's okay. We're doing okay.
I don't have a STEM brain. 诶可以这样说吗我没有理科的脑子、
We would probably say like, I don't have a something cell in my body or bone in my body.
Oh, cell 就是细胞。
Right, but it kind of sounds funny if you say, I don't have a STEM cell in my body. So maybe I don't have a STEM bone in my body.
I don't have a, yeah, that is me. I don't have a STEM bone in my body.But hopefully I have lots of liberal arts bones in my body.、
Mm.
Okay, 那在国内呢其实我们高考之前现在是之前还是之后要填志愿、
mm.
这个也是好多朋友问过我们说填志愿英语怎么说呀、
oh, So you're filling out something, right?
Yeah, you're filling out an application.
Application?、
这个 application 呢就是一个申请表格、
mm.
是吧其实在国外在美国加拿大你们要申请大学也是要 to fill out an application.
Yep, oh yeah.
嗯就是这种是 admission
application. Yes, admissions application.、
Yeah. Admission 的意思就是大学要、录取啊入学的这个意思、
mm.
是吗
Right, matriculate, is that, that's the word we said earlier?
那词我真的还不知道哎 matriculate
it just means to go into university
嗯好吧好吧但那个真的是一个特别古老的词现在没有什么人用啊、
mm, right.
在国内当然考完高考以后大家轻松一段时间然后就啊我有没有考进我有没有达到那个一本的分数线啊、
mm.
一本二本的概念其实这个就讲到你这个学校有多好
Yes, okay So Jenny, what number did you go to? First, second?
我不仅没有考过高考我连中考都没有考过、
oh.
I didn't even take the、entrance exam Like the、
high school、yeah.
对因为我就初中就出国了、
mm.
Yeah, I kind of like
Cheated
Took the easy way out
easy
可以这样说吗我自己真的觉得 compared to the, you know, National Higher Education Entrance Exam, I took the easy way out.
Yeah,、
sure.
well, that's good.
好好我们还是回到那个一本二本。所以一本的这个大学这种叫做
I guess you could say like first tier.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. First tier 就是第一线的、
mm.
是吧嗯比如我们也说 first tier
cities, yeah.
北上广深一线城市、mm. 啊那二本就是 second tier.
Second tier.
嗯 second tier schools or、mm. second tier universities.
So what about in Australia? Were you at a first tier, second tier?
I would like to think so. 对啊我是悉尼大学嘛然后我 master 在 UNSW, New、University of New South Wales.
Oh, wow.
你又不知道
搞了 sure it's good. I think my school was、yeah, probably second tier、
啊、是吗你不是 UT 的吗
No
我还一直以为你是 University
York,
of Toronto
York, yeah, York、
It sounds first tier
Well, yeah, it's in Toronto Toronto's a first tier city, so
好好我们说一本二本啊分数线其实讲到分数线 It's like your minimum score
Yeah, they usually say like admission score
admission score
Yeah, so maybe minimum admission score
对就是你至少要达到这个分数你才能进、mm. 比如 first tier schools、
right.
这样、好那我觉得最后我们还是因为想要给大家带来好运气嘛跟大家分享一些祝福考生成功的英语
Alright, this is fun、So we already said break a leg
这个应该好好讲讲
Right, but just really guys, be careful Don't say break legs
Or break your leg
Break your leg
对、
yeah. Let's break a leg
Break a leg 这个是英语里面的一个算俚语吧或者俗语、mm. 其实也是一个固定的说法、
yeah. Right
意思就是good luck or best of luck、
mm.
祝你好运但是他这里说的 break a leg 就是什么骨折腿断的意思、mm. 好像说 it started on Broadway
yeah、actors
对对对就是所以一般好像人家要表演啊然后或者考试我觉得也很常用就会祝你好运 instead of saying good luck、你可以说 break a leg
break a leg
break a leg、祝大家好运然后 美式英语里面有很多你听了会一头雾水的说法，比如还有一个 knock it out of the park.
Knock it out of the park.
这个是一个 sports idiom.
Yeah, baseball.
是从棒球来的一个俚语，它的意思其实也是 best of luck.
Right.
叫 knock it out of the park.我觉得这个和前面 break a leg 很像，别人听了以后会特别开心，因为 you're really wishing them, you know, not just good luck,、but like do your best 那种，希望你拿出最好的表现。
Right, like we really hope you can ace it.
To ace、your exam, 是吧？这个 ace 就是像网球里面有 ace 球是吧？ACE?
ACE, yeah.
To ace an exam 的意思就是考得特别特别好。
Right.
So we really...
I aced it.
Yeah,
how was the test?
Oh,
yeah, aced it.
Aced it.、你祝福别人 ace it, 可以说。
I hope you ace it. Ace it.
Ace the exam. Ace the 高考。
Yeah.
或如果你真的很想用 good luck 这个说法也可以。
Of course, yeah.
But 有一个更好的我觉得是 best of luck.
Best of luck, yeah. I mean, this is like if you are an uncle, use this.To say this to, you know, the kid. But if it's like your friend, you're not going to say best of luck.
是吗？朋友之间说 best of luck 有点
It sounds real. It doesn't, it's fine. It just sounds like it's a little bit more removed.
就是有点距离是吧
Yeah, like before we're saying break a leg, knock it out of the park. You're saying that to someone who is, you are very close to. There is one other one we could say to someone who you are very close to. You got this.
Got this.
Right.
I have total confidence in
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I believe in you.
I believe in you. 但我觉得在这个阶段高考没有考完的时候我也很想跟考生说一个就是 hang in there.
Hang in there, yeah. It'll be over soon. Hang in there.
坚持住挺住、多休息休息吧还是大家学习了这么多年最后 it really does culminate in this moment, in this exam.
Yeah, so hang in there.
Hang in there.、之后四年大学生涯真的对我来说那时候进大学觉得 you know, you're entering a completely new stage of life.
And it's an awesome stage.
对真的是很 awesome, 特别好的一个阶段。For me, 那时候最大的一个 realization, 一个感悟就是 you know, my parents trusted me all of a sudden. It's like, 你是一个大学生了好像。因为之前我妈妈就是比如我出国留学她还跟着我去就陪读啊什么、然后她大学就是 OK 妈妈也回国了然后他们就爸爸妈妈会觉得 You're on your own
Yeah Not for me No my parents just said Get out Go
但是也就是很放心啊就觉得是一个 independent、独立的一个阶段啊可能全中国每个人都会跟高考有关系吧不管是你自己还是你的孩子还是有亲人朋友在考Break a leg.
Break a leg, guys.、you got this.
You got this. 然后也谢谢大家收听开言英语希望我们的节目在高考阶段是你很好的放松和调剂。然后同时呢也教了你很多实用的英语。谢谢大家的支持 We will see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.